This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Now, things get very tricky when the whole world wants to loan America money. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Investors around the world aren't quite sure what the future holds. For some, that's driving them to stash money in investments perceived as safe, like U.S. Treasuries. That's pushing yields on Treasuries to record lows. All that money rushing in makes a lot of waves in our economy, including beyond Wall Street. Here to talk about that is Susan Schmidt, Senior VP at Westwood in Dallas. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So investors are worried about Brexit. That is affecting U.S. Treasuries, and that, of course, has a big impact all over our economy. What's going on there?
It certainly does have a big impact. And so Brexit continues to be a psychological point of focus for the markets. And it's been largely orderly in the reaction. We haven't seen panic trading. We haven't seen people running to the exits. But we have seen a reaction in the interest rates. People are looking for safety. So a lot of money is flowing into our U.S. treasuries. That 10-year treasury is the lowest it's been in its history. So that makes for an interesting backdrop and environment where people are looking at it saying, low interest rates are here to stay. They're even lower than we thought, and we have to adjust around that.
Now, speaking of interest rates, treasuries drive those which connect us with the Fed, which has to figure out how it's going to deal with Brexit and the current environment. I mean, how does the British vote impact the Fed's thinking?
Well, we're going to see the Fed minutes this afternoon, but they're not as relevant as they would be because the Fed's last meeting happened before Brexit happened. So it was a completely different environment and a different backdrop. Right now, the Fed is going to be focused on continuing to support the U.S. economy. I don't think their message is really going to change. The problem is this external force, the international forces pushing on the U.S. economy, which have been a point of concern for the Fed, are continuing. They're not lightening up.
Okay, Susan Schmidt, thanks very much.
Thank you.
It is not Friday, so most workers aren't getting paychecks today. That typically happens every other week, but that is starting to change as new technology allows businesses to offer employees earlier access to their wages. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
The practice doesn't really have a name yet. Some refer to it as instant pay. The idea is that employees can get paid for some of the hours they've already worked. Companies can sign up for it through services like Active Hours, Flex Wage, Pay Active. Safwan Shah is the founder and CEO of PayActive.
This is neither a loan nor an advance. It's already earned. It's just a technology solution. We change the frequency or velocity of money.
Each service works differently. PayActive lets employees take up to $500 or half their net earnings for a $5 fee. That's much more affordable than getting a payday loan or getting hit with overdraft fees. Shah says the last 10 months have seen a lot of growth.
Orders of magnitude.
Jennifer Tesher is with the Center for Financial Services Innovation. She says businesses may lose some operating cushion, but not enough to outweigh the benefits.
When people are less stressed about money, they are going to do a better job at work.
I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
American factory floors are full of robots and machines doing the physical labor people once did, but there are still opportunities for humans who design and program these robots. The bots also need people to maintain them. Finding humans to fill these jobs is proving challenging, which means companies and governments are trying some new things to get people ready for this different kind of career. LEU of WABE in Atlanta has the story.
Watch your head! Hold on to that rail!
Technician Larry Slape guides me through the manufacturing floor at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery outside Atlanta. Up on a conveyor belt, dark blue bottles move by so fast I can barely make out their shapes.
It goes around this filler, which is running at 1,300 bottles a minute.
1,300 bottles of beer on the belt being filled per minute, and part of Slape's job is to make sure to keep it that way. Back at his workstation, he has a red toolbox the size of a dresser to help him if the robots break down or if beer isn't brewed up to par.
I like fixing puzzles. I like fixing things. And when I can't fix it, it just drives me nuts. And it just gets on me I have to work on it till I get it done.
And Georgia officials say they could use a lot more puzzle solvers like Sleep, who are known as industrial maintenance technicians.
Simply put, these positions are underappreciated.
Ben Hames is with the Georgia Department of Economic Development. He says it's a challenge to get people interested in these jobs because they often have these old-timey ideas of the industry.
These really aren't the jobs of the past generation. These are jobs that require education, formal training, really require individuals to bring quite a bit to the table.
To help meet the demand, Georgia's offering free tuition to certain students who enroll in industrial maintenance programs.
Everybody's safety glasses.
At Chattahoochee Technical College, an instructor shows about a dozen students how to work on green electrical circuit boards. One of them is Joshua Williams.
It fascinated me. I get to work with my hands, which I love.
He recently quit a degree in pharmacy to do this, and he's very optimistic about the future.
Because no matter if you have 100% automation, you still need to make sure all the robots are working.
In fact, the Bureau of Labor Statistics projects the field will grow much faster than other jobs. William says he hopes to land a gig at one of the manufacturing companies that have popped up in his Georgia hometown. In Atlanta, I'm Ellie Yu for Marketplace.
And finally, it is the end of the line for a device that ushered in the smartphone era. BlackBerry says it'll stop making what it calls the classic, the last phone with its traditional physical keyboard. Smartphones have gone towards touchscreens, but many fans really loved punching the adorable little keys of the BlackBerry. They were loyal, even as other phones became popular. BlackBerry's devices once defined the category we now call smartphones, but Apple and Android phones came to dominate as BlackBerry struggled recently. In a nod to keyboard lovers, BlackBerry's COO said, quote, "Sometimes it can be very tough to let go, but doing so makes way for new and better experiences." In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.